This is the BBC Home Service.
Is there no relief?
Listeners, this is smiling Wallace Greenslade speaking to you. Here's good news. From time to time during the next half hour, I'll be appearing. Hope you like me, kids. If, however, you're determined to hear the rest of it, get well soon.
You overpaid words, Strangler. Ladies and gentlemen, he was about to apologize for the highly esteemed Goon Show!
High Towers, with its great ivy-covered windows relieved by mullioned walls. This was the ancestral home of Lady Seagull. One butler, two cooks, three maids, six gardeners, 8 horses, 14 cows, 7 pigs, and Ned Seagull.
Yes, I am the Honorable Neddy Seagull, eldest son. We'd all been to the university. I took law, while my brothers took medicine.
We were ill.
Oh!
Oh, you strolling bug. Well, I wasn't in last week.
Well, I know you weren't. Well, it was the year 1908. We had just come down from Balliol's school, Cambridge. Well, it was pleasant to be home, and I walked around the even lawns, pausing only to smooth down the places where my brother had buried a bone. Then I noticed my uncle, Gritpipe Finn. He was idly climbing out of a hammock, which hung easily between my two brothers.
Ah, nephew Neddy. Looking forward to the ball tonight?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good.
My mother will be wearing the blue shower necklace worth a king's ransom. Been in the family 300 years.
She's kept remarkably well.
No. The blue shower.
Yes. Neddy, I have a little present for you.
Oh, thank you, Uncle. You're always giving me presents. First a christening mug and now this.
It's a book.
A book? Oh, yes. I've seen one of these before. Wait. I think I've read this. What's it called? 10 and 6 net. Yes. Yes. I've read this. I've read the sequel, too. 12 and 6 net.
I wonder if it'd be wiser to draw pictures for him. It's called Beaugest, Neddy.
Lovely. I'll read it tomorrow.
No. You must read it all before the ball tonight. Oh, and here's a bookmark.
I say, that's rather novel. It's a single ticket to Marseille.
Well done. I say... You're quite sure your mother is wearing the blue shower tonight?
Of course.
Read.
Beaugest. What a wonderful book. During the next 5 minutes, I read it again and again. On the last page was a note from Uncle. It read, "Pass it on to your brothers. I've given them both bookmarks." What a kind man Uncle was. I pass it on.
Oh, look. Look what Neddy's given us.
This put some wheels on it, then we can pull it round. Sir, enters Honorable Blibbottle, the third son. I like this rich game. Thinks. I'm a happy-go-lucky lad. Signals butler to wipe my nose.
Dear brothers, that thing there is a book.
Yes, go and read it to little Blibbottle Eccles. I like it when you read to me, you know, Dad. Sits in listening pose so as not to miss dinner gong.
Right. It's, let me see, it's called, Beaugest. Oh, no. Beaugesty. Shall I draw Pussy Get?
No, go and read it, Eccles. It was just getting interesting.
Yeah, well, it starts off.
What did it say?
Once you're upon I.
Time.
That's it. I knew it was a W.
Enjoying it?
Yeah. It's a funny book.
Yeah. It's a funny book.
It's a real funny book.
Perhaps I read it wrongly. After all, both my brothers held university degrees. Do you mind if I listen while you read?
Well, okay, yeah. See now. Then the big giant walked over the hill with a big club in each hand.
Where's that?
There.
Eh? It says the garden was bathed in the cold light of an August moon.
Shall I draw a pussycat?
then I'll read it for you. Once upon a time, there were three brothers.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Ah. Nephew Neddy. Enjoying the ball?
Immensely. I've danced every dance.
Oh? Who's the lucky girl?
I don't bother with them. I'm much better on my own.
Charming. By the way, did you read Berger's?
Oh, yes. About the three brothers who, having come down from Balliol School, attended a ball where their mother's diamond was stolen and, rather than sneak on each other, joined the Foreign Legion.
Right lot of Charlies. I mean, noble lads.
You know, Uncle, that's the sort of thing I do. Honorary tempus and gratis. Up the school. Last man in and 10 runs to get. Boots, 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 boots. Tramping over than Africa. There's no discharge in the war.
You silly, twisted boy. By the way, have you got the ticket to Marseille? I mean the bookmark.
Yes.
Neddy!
Yes, Mother?
Come into my room. Okay. Now, which one of you three layabouts has it?
He was all right at the audition.
The blue shell necklace has been pinched.
Just like the book.
Oh, has that been pinched too?
If that necklace isn't back by tomorrow, I'll send for the police.
At the mention of the police, we all went white.
Get me a mirror.
Listen, Mother.
I don't want to know. Come on, off you go to your rooms. You've got until tomorrow.
To think that the blue shower had cost me only 10 and 6 net. Oh, yes. And 3 novel bookmarks. So far, so good. I'm only a stranger, vagabond. So good. Ah, here we are, little Neddy's room. Neddy! Oh, Neddy, it's your rich uncle. Ned. Oh, splendid lad, he's gone. And a farewell note to his mother. How charming.
The devilish cunning of it all.
And that isn't all. Geldre, play Neddy's journey to Marseille.
Thank you.
It had been a pleasant journey in a first-class railway coach marked H. Verks, 40 Oms, and Anne Charlie. And now here I was in the Legion recruiting center at Marseille. I was just reading the second wall when the door opened.
No! Moulin Rouge, Folies Bergères, another naughty French word. So you want to join the Legion, eh?
I gazed at the Legion officer. His skin was burned fiery red by the hot Algerian brandy. On his breast was a colored ribbon from which dangled a penny.
We can't all have medals, you know. Now, lad, a few questions. Name?
Ned Segoon.
Ned. S-E-A-G-O-O-O-O-N.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Oh, you're German.
No. I'm a true Britisher.
Well, that's a novelty. Do you speak French?
Oui, mon capitaine, je parle français comme un indigène.
Well, you'll just have to learn it the same as I did. Now for the jackpot question. Have you any money or valuables on you?
About £5.
Ah, there'll be joy bells in the navy tonight. Hand it over.
Well, I mean, look,
it'll be returned to you on your demob. Up you go, first door on the left.
This door?
That's the one.
Thank you.
Listeners may well like to know how one can walk through a door in Marseille and appear in the thick of a battle in Africa. We're not giving all our secrets away. By Jove, we're not.
Silence! Legion will fall in! Silence! Sacre bleu, the pristine yakos! You there! You with a size 53 nut! Slop! Umbrella!
Now, this was the famous Legion. I drew myself to my full height and stared dead ahead at his belt.
Tell me, mon petit Brown, can you march?
Only with my feet.
Good! It's only 20 miles back to the fort. I hope, for your sake, you will be able to keep up with us.
Oui, mon capitaine. Keep up with them, indeed. Did you not know that I was a Britisher?
Legion, by the left! En masse!
Alone in the African desert, without a compass or a guide. However, by carefully noting the position of the sun, I could tell it was still daytime. But this heat was hot. I unbuttoned my overcoat. Then, just as I was about to cry, water, I saw two people approaching.
I told you, Henry, I told you the tide was out, Henry.
Not going back home without having a paddle.
Listen, Henry, the man will want another threepence for this deck here, buddy.
Excuse me?
I don't want a donkey ride.
I don't intend to give you one.
Young man, can you tell us where the sea is?
I'm afraid not.
You call yourself a lifeguard?
I'm not a lifeguard, I'm a legionnaire, and I've lost the fort.
Oh. When did you have it last? I asked him when he had it last.
I thought he was a donkey man.
No, I didn't know.
You can't get the donkey.
Donkey. You can't get the
rest of the time.
I'm sorry to butt in. But I have to find the fort. I'm a legionnaire, you know. A crack fighting force. Let them all come. Il ne passera pas. Un homme est brave. Bonjour.
I wonder if that young man could help us.
How, Min?
To find Ned Seagram.
We don't need to ask anybody, Min. We have his description. It's only a matter of keeping our eyes open.
Yes. We've only got to find a soldier wearing the blue shard, Nicholas.
Well, I never thought of that.
And you call yourself a detective? I don't know.
Minnie, but keep quiet, dear, or she'll break out in another rash.
Ten days later, the weary figure of Ned Seagoon approached the fort.
It wasn't 10 days. It was 3.5 weeks.
At the risk of being volatile, I would like to inform listeners that according to the radio times, it was 10 days. However, after Ned Seagoon's ordeal in the desert, we can forgive his inaccuracy.
I should know, shouldn't I? I was here, wasn't I? It was 3.5 weeks.
Ah! A new recruit! Where have you been for the last 10 days?
And the radio times only costs threepence.
Thank you. Help me now, Legionnaire. Look at the state you're in, covered in sand. Where have you been?
In the desert.
Oh, lucky story. Factory Fred!
We're being attacked! Up on the wall, men!
If you want me, I'll be under the bed.
Stop! Sir, there's only one of them.
Is he unarmed?
Yes.
Right, men! Fire!
Missed.
I say, keep still out there. These bullets cost money.
Perhaps he has a message for us.
Avis, blues, a message for us.
Oui, I'm all yours.
Sir, this idiot is my brother. Eccles, what are you doing dressed like an Arab?
It's my Foreign Legion uniform.
It's not. It's the uniform of the Arabs.
Well, when I joined the Foreign Legion, they gave me this, closed the gates, and said, good luck.
I ran to let my brother in. It is good to see him again. Eccles, you've got tall.
Oh, this isn't all me.
Isn't it?
No, I'm sitting on Mother's shoulders.
Oh, Mother's shoulders?
I couldn't get a camel.
Neddy, my eldest boy.
Mother. But Mother, what are you doing here? This is a white man's grave.
What's the matter with you, colorblind?
Mother, may I have the honor of hearing you play the music?
But with pleasure. Hold on. Naughty, naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me oh my, what a girl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossiping, been so good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty, naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me oh my, what a girl. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The
naughty lady of Shady Lane. Me, oh my, what a girl. The things they're trying to pin on her won't hold much water, I'm sure. Beneath the powder and the fancy lace, their beats are hot, sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. Yes, the naughty, naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in the world. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, she's delectable, quite respectable. And she's only 9 days old. Naughty, 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 naughty. And she's only 9 days old.
We must have marched hundreds of miles a day. During these marches, not a word of complaint passed my lips as I sat huddled in Eccles' pack.
Oh, you've been riding round in my pack.
You don't mind, do you?
You'd better not let Mother know.
Why?
I've been riding round in hers.
Oh, good old Mater!
Yeah, by the way, Nettie, I saw the captain last week and he told me to tell you that he wants you to see him in his office right away.
What? What did you tell me last week?
Well, if I told you last week, you'd have forgotten by now.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Eccles. I'm only a week late. A week! Come in! I'm terribly sorry, sir, really am, but I know I'm late, but it's my own fault. My brother told me last week and I forgot. I am completely to blame. I should have reported to you last week when my brother informed me, but it slipped my memory and the blame is entirely mine. Come in! It's all Eccles' fault, sir.
Never mind now. I have a visitor to see you, sir.
A visitor?
First of all, how much is the blue shower necklace worth?
About the king's ransom. All depends who the king is.
So, you are Nettie Seagoon. I have a visitor for you. On friends!
Ah, nephew Neddy.
Uncle Quitpipe!
Sacri nom du si, Pristi Yakabakakas! Then it is true. You are this Charlie's uncle.
I'm afraid, sir. Now, Neddy, the necklace.
I haven't got it, Uncle.
Search his neck.
Nothing except a string of glass beads and a full-length portrait of his mother.
Listen, Neddy. I took the blue shower necklace. At the ball, I hung up my jacket to do the mambo. And when I returned, the pocket containing the necklace was gone.
What a dastardly trick. Who would want to rob you? But I didn't take it honestly, I didn't.
The Pristine Yakos! Man the walls! The Arabs are attacking!
It was a terrible battle. The enemy hurled themselves upon us with swords, rifles, machine guns, and worst of all, 700 rock cakes! Then it came. The order to retreat. We didn't know it at the time, but this was one of the greatest retreats in the history of war. Back we went as far as Morocco. To the African coast, still fighting. The Mediterranean was littered with dhows and dead sampans as we gamely retreated. Twice we had to buy ammunition from the Arabs. Days turned into weeks.
Next, please. Anything to declare? Watches, clocks, finery?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, anything to declare?
It's good to be alive.
Yes. Pass along, please. Next. Thank you. Next. Oh, the thousands of them. All right, go straight through.
And still the battle raged. Down the South End Road and up the Guildford Bypass. Meantime, in the ancestral home of Lady Seagoon, a lone figure lay in bed, idly dangling the blue shower necklace.
Him! I'm a happy-go-lucky rich boy. Thinks. Now that everybody's in the Foreign Legion, I'm next in line for the title. Dee! Stares at pimply reflection in the blue shower. And at the same time also thinks, here in the countryside, I'm safe. It's the others who'll get the dreaded deading. What is that noise that tickle little blue bottle dear hole?
Sir, it appears that your brothers have returned home, and furthermore...
Hello, blue bottle, I'm glad to see... Wait, you've got the blue shower.
Stop!
Gentlemen, I'm sorry, but you'll have to cease the battle now. I'm sorry, but this is our home, you know. And once more, we've found the necklace.
But the necklace is mine. Nay, 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 nay.
Nay, here you are, Blue Bottle. In return, here's a rock cake.
Oh, thank you, Echo. I like rock cakes, I do. I like them, yes. Thinks. I've never seen a rock cake with a pin in it before. Oh, well. I had a good long run this week. Stands to one side and pulls pin out.
High Towers, the home of Lady Seagoon. One butler, two cooks, four maids, and 842 Arab gardeners, six horses, and...
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry, did I fall on you?
Yes, you small, knobbly ham.
Oh, you're smiling Willie Greenslay, don't you?
That's right.
Yes, could I have a signed photograph of you? Because I like you on the wireless.
So do I. Have a toffee.
Thank you. Gosh, fancy you. You're bigger than I thought you were. Because I'd like you on the wireless.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Remington Quartet and Max Gildray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Sykes and Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.